We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with risk reduction here in Manhattan. Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction Ryan Courtright, Building Official Darren Emery, and Pottawatomie County Assistant Planner Stephen Metzger joining us in studio. We're talking about the code changes going on in the Blue Township area starting January 1st. We're talking about contractor licensing, permitting, and inspections that will be taking place. One thing we haven't talked about yet is what all requires a permit.
Yeah, so the building code and the residential code outline the things that require a permit. A general rule of thumb is if you're moving, demolishing, building a new wall, those items require a building permit. The simple things like painting, replacing drywall, replacing roofing, siding, windows, those things do not require a permit. So on the surface, you could look at a house that's being completely remodeled, and there may be a good chance that there's no building permit required for that. As Stephen mentioned, finishing unfinished space, so finishing a basement, that kind of thing, that would require a permit. But generally speaking, the whether or not you're building a wall, moving a wall, demolishing a wall, that's usually the tipping point on what you need a permit for. So.
What about decks, Ryan?
Yeah, so any deck that's over 30 inches requires a building permit. That 30-inch mark is at the point at which guardrails are required, so there's a safety issue. That's the reason that that's that threshold. So, yeah, any deck that's being replaced or any new deck that would exceed that 30-inch mark would require a building permit.
Pools?
Swimming pools do require a permit. We issue a building permit. It's a flat fee. It's a $25 fee. not a whole lot of inspections that go along with those, bonding of rebar. Some of the safety devices.
The fencing around the pool, right. Security to make sure that it's safe. It probably goes without mentioning, but I'll mention it. Any new construction, whether it's residential or commercial, would need a building permit as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so a lot of things, primarily with these remodeling projects, if it's going to compromise the integrity of the structure, then that's probably a good bet that you need a permit.
Right.
And I'll just mention that quite often, in the past, it has been if it was not a structural wall, not a load-bearing wall, it didn't require a permit. But that's not true anymore. If it is a wall, whether it carries load or not, if it's being moved, removed, or changed, it would require a permit.
Okay, so a lot to keep in mind there. And anytime you have questions, you guys can answer those.
Absolutely, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we'll provide that number here toward the end of the show. As far as the cost associated with these permits, what is that going to entail?
Yeah, so we have a fee schedule that outlines the building permit fees based on whatever the valuation of the project is. Simply speaking, a $100,000 valuation on a building permit, the building permit fee for that's about $800. A new 1,500 square foot, 2,000 square foot home, you're probably looking at a building permit fee that's somewhere around $1,800 to $2,000 for the building permit fee. And that's going to include all of the electrical, plumbing, mechanical, everything is wrapped up into that building permit fee, as well as the plan review and everything. That's all inclusive with that fee. So,
including the inspections, there's no additional charge for inspections.
All right. And for in Pottawatomie County, it's just a flat
fee. Yeah, ours is just a flat fee. So if it's a new construction, a new house is going to be $200 plus the sewer connection fee, which is about $2,500. And then for like an addition or you're finishing your basement, that's going to be $50. So it's just a real flat, simple fee. Makes my job easier, so I don't have to do any calculations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and as far as people knowing whether they live in an area with codes, how is that going to be defined?
So the sewer district map is posted. I believe that Pottawatomie County has it on their website. We will have a link to it on our website as well that kind of outlines that district at which the codes have been adopted and we'll be doing the permitting and inspections. We have certainly recognized that there's a big educational component to it. The folks that live in those areas are not used to that kind of regulation. I believe we have a staff that's prepared to help answer questions and help people through the process because we know it's new and we don't expect people to know all the rules. So we deal with that in Manhattan. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that don't know what needs a permit and what doesn't. So. That's not new to us. We're used to providing that educational component and helping people through that process. So.
Yeah, the way that I've been trying to tell folks how to whether or not they're going to be subject to these inspections is you have to meet three requirements. You have to have a Manhattan address, so 66502. You have to not live in the city limits of Manhattan, and you have to pay a sewer bill every month. If you meet those three criteria, you are subject to these codes. There are a few places along, say, Green Valley Road, that are still on septic systems. And those dwellings are not subject to these codes because we base the description on the sewer district itself. So you have to have a 66502 zip code. You have to not live in the city limits of Manhattan, and you have to pay a sewer bill every month. So if you meet those three, you are subject to these inspections.
Okay. That's pretty easy to remember there.
I hope so. We'll find out. I don't know.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of questions with this regardless because – yeah, it is a big change here, but the reason for the change, why this is happening, is, as we mentioned, kind of the top of the interview here, is to streamline the process. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and the agreement that was executed was to there's a lot of growth in that area, and I think the idea was to there was some oversight out there. I know that was a concern that was brought up, and probably the driving factor in between the agreement being executed. So. Again, it's really for our folks in Manhattan, as far as our staff, it's not new. It's the same process. It's just a different area. Certainly, we've got to get used to street names and that area how subdivisions lay out. There's always going to be new subdivisions coming online. That sewer district map will change over time as the district grows. So lots of moving parts and pieces. But again, it's for our folks, it's probably nothing new.
Yeah, I might mention also, it's certainly worth noting that we're going to have a lot of learning to do as Ryan mentioned, the new area. We don't know the streets out there. Scheduling inspections will remain the same. You call our office. We schedule an inspection as soon as we can get to it. I'll mention that our time frames are spreading out. We're talking a day or two or sometimes three to get an inspection in. Also worth mentioning, we're going to be hiring two new inspectors to help us expand our staff so we can handle this growth and respond in a timely fashion. We do want to do our best to educate contractors and homeowners. If you're used to working in the city limits, the process is going to be almost identical out in Pott County. Homeowners certainly can call and ask questions. We'll do our best to show them where the code is, how to learn the code, and how to build in a code-compliant manner.
And just speaking on the learning side, you know, Ryan and Darren are codes people. Myself and Peter and the rest of the Pott County folks, we're not codes people. So, you know, we're trying to learn these things as well. And so, you know, we Pott County may not have the answers that you're looking for right away, but we're going to get you to the right people to try and get that answered. Because, you know, I don't have the residential building code memorized or know anything about it. So, I'm not going to be a great resource for that particular side of things. So, we're going to try and get you the right spot, though.
All right. And again, this all begins January 1st, and as mentioned. Some folks are already turning in applications before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So do you have like a stack of papers then on your desk?
The stack, I try to work through the stack in chunks, you know, every day, just trying to get it smaller. Seems to stay about the same size, but that's good. That's what I'd do if I were building a new house. I'd want to get as many permits as I could before January 1 just to – and a lot of folks think it's because they're trying to get around the codes. From what I hear, it's not that. It's to try and save themselves a little bit of money on the front end for the inspection fees. So I don't want to make it seem like our contractors are trying to go under the rug or anything. They're just trying to save themselves and ultimately the consumer a little bit of money down the road.
All right. Well, this would be a question for maybe not just anyone in Blue Township, but anybody who has to deal with code services or risk reduction, I guess is what it is now. Inspections, how often should you have your building inspected? Is that?
Yeah, I'll tackle that one. The rule of thumb that I tell everyone that asks is before you cover something up, call us. So when you dig a hole for your foundation, before you pour the concrete, call us. When you start doing plumbing underneath the slab, call us before you cover it up. When it's about time to insulate, you're going to call us so we can do framing, plumbing, electrical, mechanical, gas service, electric service. We look at all of the components of a home before you cover them up. And then a final inspection once the process is done. Average home is going to run about 14 to 20 inspections.
Okay. And now this time of year is probably a spike for you with the colder weather, people winterizing.
The main winterization we see is people try to get concrete in the ground before the hard winter comes. So we've got a lot of foundations going in.
Okay. As far as getting more information, let's give people some websites, phone numbers that they can
sure.
get a look.
If you have questions on the Pott County side, you know, the licensing and the permitting, you can just go to our website, pottcounty.org, and right on the homepage now there's a button that says building codes. Just click that button, it'll take you right to everything. We've created a guide to kind of answer the basic questions. It's got all of our contact info in there. It also includes all of the amendments to the building codes that we've made as part of the resolution. It's got links to Manhattan's website. It's got links to our permitting website. We've tried to make it a one-stop shop for any kind of questions that, residents might have. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys have your phone number. And
as far as our website for the City of Manhattan, it's cityofmhk.com. And look for us under risk reduction. We're no longer code services. So now we're at the bottom of the list, risk reduction. And we'll have ongoing updates on our main web pages, the map for the sewer district and how to schedule inspections and how to coordinate with both Pott County and the city.
All right. Fair enough. Well, it's an exciting time here for you guys. I know it's busy and a lot of stuff to tackle here, but I appreciate you guys coming on and informing people because this is very important. Just a couple weeks away, I mean, hard to believe we're talking 2020 already, but the change is right around the corner. Anything we haven't discussed that maybe...
One thing real quick, we didn't really touch on fences and how what you need for inspections or anything on or permits on fences. So I don't know if Ryan or Darren...
Yeah, so a fence that's taller than 7 feet requires a building permit. So your standard 6-foot cedar privacy fence does not require a permit. If you do want to build a fence that's taller than 7 feet, it's pretty simple. You just submit the plan of what you're wanting to do, and we would just typically do a final inspection to verify that the fence is, in fact, what you applied for. So fences are pretty simple. We don't issue very many fence permits in height. So.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions, be sure to call the Risk Reduction and Pottawatomie County. And they gave the websites here. Be sure to check that out. Ryan Courtright, Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction, our guest here this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Darren Emery, Building Official. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
And Stephen Metzger, Assistant Planner in Pottawatomie County.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
You guys have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you again next month. So that'll be it here for In Focus today. Dave, coming up tomorrow, we do have some guests here from Fort Riley, Manhattan Catholic Schools, and Rod Calavoda from the Kiwanis Club talking their pancake feed this weekend.
Ooh, pancakes.
Yep.
You know, I just realized that our risk reductions abbreviation is R&R, you know.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
That seems to apply for some reason.
No comment.
Yeah, that's all right. Moving up on 10 a.m. and News Radio KMAN, the rest of the talk show lineup includes Clark, Rush, Dan, The Game, and K-State Basketball.